Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we have Adria Fung. She's the robotics education specialist over at the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium over at the University of Hawaii. And she's here to talk about the VEX Robotics Program. Adria, welcome back to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me, Bert.
You know, I think if you, you know, hang around that job long enough, you'll be a regular on this show. Because you're kind of my go-to person for, you know, all things robotics, VEX Robotics in particular. But, you know, you do represent an interesting program called the Space Grant Consortium. Now, I've had, your counterpart who does the Sea Grant, and every so often I'll get some announcement about what's happening with Sea Grant and some of the programs. But you're in, your program is called Space Grant, and I would love to have you share a little bit about, you know, what exactly is Space Grant and what is the, I think, thing that you want to achieve through that program. Is it getting high school kids interested in space? Mm-hmm. Is it getting college kids? I mean, what is your kind of like primary focus?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Hawaii Space Grant Consortium, we are one out of 52 consortia across the entire United States, including D.C. and Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
Our primary role is really to help give students opportunities, mainly in the undergraduate and graduate level college students, opportunities to explore research with aligned with NASA's mission. However, my job is more K-12, so I'm trying to kind of get the kids into that pipeline, interested in STEM careers, and giving them that kind of similar opportunities that they would experience once they come into the university.
So how many people actually work for the Space Grant Consortium?
There's actually only three of us in our main office. So we're really just more administrative roles.
Mm-hmm.
But we work directly with the faculty members at the colleges across all departments, from engineering to SOAS departments. And then I work in K-12, so I work with public and private school teachers and also informal educators across the state.
And I take it you're pretty tied to some federal funding, right, to actually implement mm-hmm. the programs that you're talking about. And is that primarily coming from NASA?
Yeah, that's correct. NASA is our federal agency.
Oh, and then when you said 50, I figured, 50 because there's 50 states and Puerto Rico and D.C.?
Yeah, so actually there's a total of 52 consortia, Space Grant consortia,
right,
across the U.S.
And What about the other territories? I mean, what about, you got Puerto Rico, what about Guam or the CNMI?
Well, interestingly, Guam is actually under Hawaii Space Grant.
Okay. Now, you just said that you personally are focusing on the K-12, yeah? And then there's somebody
mm-hmm,
else that kind of does the more collegiate kind of programs.
Mm-hmm.
What is your signature K-12 kind of event? Is it the Lacey Veach Day of Discovery?
Yeah, actually, we do. I like to see K-12 as a group of, in a way, three programs that we manage.
Mm-hmm.
So one is the Lacey Veach Day of Discovery event. That's our free annual outreach event to promote STEM education and also highlight the life and work of Hawaii's second astronaut,
mm-hmm.
Charles Lacey Veach. Another avenue is professional development of resources for educators. So I go out and run workshops. I develop curriculum and resources that teachers can use in their classroom and also after school programs. And then our third avenue is the VEX Robotics competition program.
Okay, well, that's the topic that we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about today. Now, with respect to the Lacey Veach, let's say, Day of Discovery, I can see the connection, STEM, astronaut, you know, NASA.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the connection between VEX, particularly the VEX program, and we can talk about some of the other programs as well, but, you know, what's mm-hmm. the connection with VEX in terms of sort of the space career path?
So I guess one of the highlight programs that we offer at the university level is for students to create and build cube satellites. So recently, I think back in last year in April, we launched a satellite that was developed within the university called HiTi. And the whole mission of HiTi was to really explore hotspots across, you know, across the Earth, and to kind of determine more of the hotspot zones and areas. And so you can kind of parallel a cube satellite to a robot, where you have the mechanical subsystem, electrical subsystem, and also the programming subsystem as well. So students participating in the robotics program, they're essentially kind of building a really interesting version of a satellite where they're where they can incorporate sensors, hardware, electronics in order to solve a mission or a goal.
Wow, that's great. So in particular with the VEX program, you know, VEX is an international robotics program, right?
Right, that's correct.
And so when, of course, when you do the Hawaii competitions, it's all Hawaii teams. But when they graduate, not graduate, when they win their regionals, right, get recognized for their regionals, but they go to a competition that takes place on the in the U.S., but they there are also international teams that are represented as well, right?
That is correct. Yep.
So how does the international competitions, do they have counterparts like you that are actually helping to nurture those particular teams wherever they are? Could be Japan, South Korea, wherever.
A little bit similarly. So the VEX Robotics program, VEX Robotics is the for-profit company that distributes the robotics kits and equipment. And then we have under the in the United States, we have the Robotics Education and Competition Foundation. So they're the nonprofit organization that manages the tournaments. However, if you look at the international scene, they have their own, in a way, VEX Robotics distributors, and they work with the local community and schools in order to put on these tournaments. So, for example, in Japan, there's a group called YSC, and they're, in a way, the distributors for VEX Robotics in Japan. But they also help to manage various tournaments, including the national, the Japan National Championships each year.
Oh, I see. So there's like a whole kind of like network of like a kind of like a supply chain network, right? That
in a way, yeah.
Yeah, that that focuses around the equipment, and then you have sort of the educational component that works with the folks that are, you know, building teams. And they are the ones probably, you know, kind of like nurturing the student teams that then participate in their respective regionals.
Right. Yeah. In a way, Space Grant and RUCF are a little bit similar, where we really try to work with our grassroots organizations to get programs off the ground.
Okay, so I like this kind of quick introduction of the Space Grant and VEX. I do want to give you a chance to talk a little bit about, you know, sort of like the other robotics programs, which I know you're not involved, and the one that I'm thinking of is FIRST Robotics. And I wanted to kind of get a sense as to the what the robotics sort of ecosystem looks like, you know, in Hawaii in 2025. But we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back at a short break to continue our conversation with Adria Fung. She's the robotics education specialist over at the Space Grant Consortium over at the University of Hawaii. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Honolulu Waldorf School.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with Adria Fung. She's the robotics education specialist over at the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium, and she's here talking about the Space Grant and the VEX Robotics Program. Right before the break, you know, we were kind of talking about the VEX program, but, you know, Adria, I want you to give us a sense of the, you know, what's the robotics sort of ecosystem look like here? I mean, you know, there was a heyday when everybody was talking about VEX and FIRST Robotics, and has it sort of I guess, stabilized? I mean, like, you know, you have your FIRST Robotics folks that are used to doing FIRST Robotics, and you have your VEX Robotics folks. You know, they're all kind of like settled in their ways, and you know, those are basically the two that I know of. Are there others? I mean, what's the ecosystem look like?
Yeah, I want to say for as far as the competitive robotics program, mm-hmm. FIRST Robotics and VEX are kind of the main sort of organizations that we have in Hawaii. And then there's, you know, also not just robotics, but also more STEM types of competitions, because you have, you know, the Hawaii State Science Fair, the Engineering Fair, along with Science Olympiad, you know, Science Bowl, and then just much more. So as far as, yeah, robotics goes, it's really, I want to say FIRST and VEX. However, you know, each school likes to kind of tailor their program to their own missions and goals for their students.
Well, can you characterize, like, why would a school perhaps go the VEX route versus the FIRST route?
Yeah, so the difference is that for VEX Robotics, it starts with grade 4, and we have programs all the way through grade 12.
Mm-hmm.
Primarily, there's two main, I guess, platforms of kits that the students can choose depending on their grade level. So for grades 4 through 8, they can pick, it's the VEX IQ Robotics program. So the VEX IQ Robotics kit is essentially like an erector set that comes with a lot of plastic pieces. You have your motors, wheels, and things like that. And so the kids are able to essentially take pins and, you know, it's like a plug-and-play type of robot.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for the other platform, the higher level one, it's actually for grades 6 through 12. So there's a little bit of an overlap there. And it's called the VEX V5 Robotics Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And so those robots essentially use aluminum, steel, metal part to it. They have to, the students will have to screw in their pieces. There's a little bit more sensors involved. And so it allows for more intricate types of mechanisms that the students can use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what it looks like for VEX Robotics. And then I know for FIRST, they offer the FIRST LEGO League, FIRST Tech Challenge, and also the FIRST Robotics Competition. So three completely separate programs. And then the FIRST LEGO League, I know it's for more for elementary and middle school grade levels, while the FIRST Tech Challenge and FIRST Robotics Competition are for the upper grade levels. It really depends on what each teacher is, I guess, getting the support from their school for. If they're interested in VEX, we have a lot of programs and schools that are more interested in VEX because it allows the students to go through the engineering design process multiple times mm-hmm. and throughout the school year.
Mm-hmm.
So our
mm-hmm.
tournaments actually start up in around September and then run until late January. Whereas if a high school decides to do a FIRST robotics competition, their season actually starts in early January and ends maybe in March or April, depending on which tournaments they will have to travel to.
And so you just kind of like completed the both of the VEX programs, right? The one for the lower grades, and then also the high school. Maybe talk a little bit about the VEX IQ competition that took place, and how did that kind of pan out? Obviously there are winners, and those winners mm-hmm. have already been selected mm-hmm. and are going to move on to the regionals. Maybe describe a little bit mm-hmm. about what that kind of environment and competition looks like.
Yeah, so we actually just wrapped up our Hawaii regional championship.
Mm-hmm.
The VEX IQ competition, the one for elementary middle school, took place on February 15th and 16th at Pearl City High School. This year's challenge was really interesting. It's called Rapid Relay, and it's a teamwork challenge game that requires two teams to work together to pass balls between the robots. They have to score these big plush balls through the targets and clear switches. And then this year, there's something really interesting where they actually introduced a new student role. So before, it used to be two drivers per team, and so they would switch the controller at the 30-second mark.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there's one more student that's allowed to be on the field for each team, and this student's role is called a loader. So they're actually able to introduce the ball directly onto the field and allows for that kind of human-robot interaction during the gameplay. And so this year, at the VEX IQ level, we qualified a total of seven teams to the World Championships in Dallas, Texas, in early May. And so the winners included teams from Manoa Elementary School, Haleiwa Elementary, an organization called Island Robotics, along with St. Louis School.
So that's, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, when you describe mm-hmm. this introduction of a new player that I guess is part of the human-robot interface, mm-hmm. is this something that, you know, you personally roll out, or do all the teachers, as being, you know, being a part of having you know, maybe years of experience with the VexIQ, are equipped to now look at, okay, there's a new element here, and then we all have to kind of incorporate this. How does that actually get implemented in all the schools? Because the ones that do it the best will ultimately have a little bit of a advantage, right? Because they could mm-hmm. kind of get their students more tuned into the new variation. What role do you play, and what role do the teachers play in rolling out this new sort of a twist in terms of the deployment?
Mm-hmm. So the RECF Foundation, along with Vex Robotics, they're the ones that create the game each year mm-hmm. and pretty much roll out the game competition and the game manual. Mm-hmm. So everyone, you know, international, national teams, they all have the same game manual. So we all play the exact same game.
Mm-hmm.
And so each teacher is pretty much, whether they're a brand new teacher or a veteran teacher, there's a lot of resources that they can find on the Vex Robotics website, along with RECF's website, to be able to introduce concepts to their students. So that way they kind of know how to start with the foundations of building a robot, designing it, documenting it in their engineering notebook, and such. My role in this is actually to help support the education side mm-hmm. For our teams in Hawaii. So I actually go out and work with individual coaches, whether they're veteran coaches or rookie coaches. A lot of rookie coaches definitely reach out and kind of give them a sense of, how do you even start a team, right? How do you even recruit students? How do you start on the first day of the build day? What do you even give the students, right? So that's kind of my role into it. And then once the teachers have kind of picked up getting started with forming a team and such, then that's when I come in to run student workshops for the school. And I teach them the basics of fundamentals in building, in designing, building a drive base and mechanisms and such. And so kind of giving the tools for the teachers and the students to kind of get started, but not definitely not giving them the answer.
Right,
for sure.
Right. So you, I love the way that you've described it. I mean, obviously, you're not sitting behind a desk pushing papers all day long.
No, it's definitely a lot of fun being able to work with different schools and then seeing the kids. And it's really interesting, all the students that I work with, it's very interesting to see their aha moments every time.
You know, exactly. And I do want to give you a chance to maybe share a little bit about, you know, you mentioned the winners, and as you have helped to mentor some of these teams, you could probably pick out a little bit of the characteristic of that particular school or teacher or team that really helped them elevate to the next level. So I'd like to give you a chance to maybe share what your insights were on how these teams were successful. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Adria Fung. She's the Robotics Education Specialist over at the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium. We're talking about the VEX competition. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Ulupono Initiative and Ruby Tuesday Hawaii.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Adria Fung, Robotics Education Specialist over at the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium, and we're talking about the VEX Robotics Program. And Adria, you're talking about some of the winners that are going to the national competition for mm-hmm. VEX IQ. And you mentioned, what, Manoa and Island Robotics and
Haleiwa and St. Louis School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in your sort of role, and I'm sure you're observing all of the teams, and and looking at, you know, what they need, how you can help them, what are some of the special characteristics that perhaps, you know, elevate them to the next level. How would you characterize, you know, these particular teams and what got them to the point where they are at the top of their game?
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely want to say for sure, like, teams like from Manoa Elementary School, Haleiwa, mm-hmm. Their coaches are seasoned, veteran coaches. They've been doing this for years. And so they definitely know kind of the routine of how to start up their students. They also have their older students teach their younger students how to do it. But it's definitely the foundation for sure. You know, when I was a teacher too, like I found that as long as you gave the foundation of engineering principles to the students, as long as you teach them that, they're able to at least take that and kind of run with it to be able to design whatever robots that they want to design. But I definitely want to say that, like, all the teams and definitely all the schools that participate in the VEX Robotics Competition, no matter the outcome, it's definitely the teacher's dedication that really supports the students, because it's not easy. There's a lot of commitment in doing in participating in the VEX Robotics program.
And remember, right, this is all sort of after school activity. This is not you know, a class that you're taking as part of your curriculum. This is after school.
Yep, so, after school. And so there are some teams that meet every single day or 3 days out of the week for 1.5 to 2 hours. So, I mean, the teachers, they do a lot for their students.
Now, we'll talk a little bit about the high school competition, but for mm-hmm. VEX IQ, how many teams are there? And this is for kind of like that grade between, what, fourth grade and what's the highest?
Yeah, fourth grade to eighth grade.
Eighth grade, okay.
Yeah, I want to say about 100, maybe about 140 or so in Hawaii. I can't remember the exact number off the top of my head. I just know that we have a total of 250 across the entire state from fourth grade to 12th grade.
And those competitions, I mean, they have to take place, let's say, on their respective islands or in their specific mm-hmm. areas. And then there's a kind of a hierarchy of competition, right, that ultimately gets them to the mm-hmm. regional.
Mm-hmm. And so there's, right, exactly.
And so there's teachers that not only have the role of teaching their students, but there's also the coordination, right? Because you're not doing all that, right? Mm-hmm. The coordination of going through the different layers of competitions that ultimately get them to the regionals.
Right, exactly. So definitely it's a very much grassroots type of work that goes into this, where, you know, we try to coordinate as much as we can, but RECS is the one that handles the spot allocations mm-hmm. For each tournament of, you know, how many spots does each tournament have that will allow the teams to get into the state championships. But then there are the schools themselves that actually host and run the tournament.
Right.
You think about it, you could have a teacher who's coaching three teams and also running, you know, one or two tournaments each year.
No, I
so
you know,
it's like a lot of work put into this. Yeah.
I gotta hand it to the teachers. I mean, you know, they not only have to teach, and I know what it takes to actually teach, but, you know, this is mm-hmm. above and beyond just the teaching when they have extracurricular activity like this. Now tell us a little bit of the high school competition.
Yeah, sure thing. So the high school competition, it's called the VEX V5 Robotics Competition. Mm-hmm. We just also finished the regional championships for that back on January 25th and 26th. It was hosted by Nanakuli High School, but held at the Hawaii Army National Guard facility in Kapolei. And in this year's challenge, very interesting, it's called High Stakes. So typically in the VEX V5 competition, you have alliances of two teams each. So two alliances total, four teams on the field at the same time. Mm-hmm. So there's four robots that have to work together in their alliances to score, to put up the highest score as possible. So this year's game is called High Stakes. And robots had to score rings on stakes. They had to place mobile goals and climb at the end of the match. And robots also have a period of autonomous gameplay mm-hmm. followed by driver control. So it's not just driving. They actually have to program an autonomous code into their robot that will have to be enabled at the beginning of each match.
Wow. And so which teams won and are going to the nationals?
Yeah. So this year we have Nanakuli High School an organization called Nilani Next Robotics. We also have Wailua Intermediate School and Waiakea Intermediate School that will be heading to Worlds.
And from your vantage point, you would probably attribute their success because of the season kind of program and the teachers that are involved?
I definitely think so. I think it's a mix of definitely the season teachers, but also definitely the dedication and the students' dedication to the program. I mean, in this program, there's students that have done it for 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even more, including the Vex IQ. So you might have students that have been doing this for like 7-8 years
right.
in this. So it's definitely the students' dedication and just perseverance is definitely at this level.
Have you seen or have you any success stories of students that have gone through the program and really embraced, you know, what it is that they're learning and ultimately get into a job or a field or some aspect of their, you know, experience into their careers? I mean, what have you, I'm sure you've gotten some great stories.
Well, I think in the short time that I've been part of Space Grant, it's definitely been a huge blessing to see a lot of the students that have gone through robotics
mm-hmm.
and coming to the University of Hawaii. And I just see them down the hallways and they tell me that, hey, I'm in a project group building a cube satellite that's going to be launched soon. Or I'm in another project group doing agricultural farming robots. You know, so it's really, I guess, like a very, very worthwhile to see the students kind of embrace that and say that, hey, you know, the robotics competition definitely helped me to build and foster these types of skills to take into their college career.
Well, that's great. I'm sure that, you know, there's a wealth of these great stories. And of course, I'm always hoping that there's jobs that they can get, you know, back here in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess in terms of, you know, the kinds of opportunities that are available, I mean, the students are gaining a good, a residual impact from these robotics programs. So, obviously, I mean, you feel this is a very successful program going forward.
Mm-hmm, definitely. It definitely prepares the students a lot, not just in STEM skills, but also, I don't really like to call it soft skills, but more professional skills. So
yeah.
Teamwork, collaboration, communication.
Now, Adria, you got to tell me more about all the programs, and I'm going to have you back on the show. You guys just let me know, and then I will do my best to program or schedule you on. Tell me where can people find out more about the Vex Robotics program?
Sure. So for Vex Robotics, you can find more information on vexhawaii.com. And then specifically for Hawaii Space Grant, it will be spacegrant.hawaii.edu.
Very good. I'll put that up on our show notes. Adria Fung, Robotics Education Specialist over at the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium and a very great supporter of the robotics program throughout the state of Hawaii. I really appreciate all you've shared with us today, Adria. And of course, thank you for joining us today. And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the investor ecosystem with Hawaii Angels. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.